Editor's note: Shirley Lazarus is a longtime Font Hill resident and occasional contributor to The Voice, Pelham Today. Recently, I read the tragic story of Philip Nolan, the man without a country. Several lines of this poem, familiar to all Canadians, remain firmly in my mind. Breathes there a man with soul so dead, who never to himself hath said, "This is my own, my native land." To be without a country you can call your own. Can we who are Canadians by birth or design realize the true meaning of that tragic statement? Every child born in Canada is from birth a Canadian citizen and may grow up in the love and protection of that one word, citizen. He may feel free to worship in the church of his own choice, whether he is Protestant, Jew, or Catholic. He may express his views on the governing of his country by voting for the party of his choice, and it is the duty of every eligible Canadian to exercise this privilege. In the present day, almost everyone can have a career. School guidance directs us from childhood. Scholarships help those who otherwise would be unable to further their education. In regard to careers, doctors, nurses, teachers, and all social workers are fulfilling their duty as good citizens by helping others. They realize that many benefits they receive as Canadian citizens and are trying to repay their mother country. To be a good citizen, does that mean receive only? To be a true citizen, one must give. My idea of a good citizen is one who does all he can to make his mother country proud of him. He takes an interest in the town council. He is an active member of parent-teacher associations in the school his child attends. He goes all out for youth recreation. This citizen is willing to donate generously to any charity. Come rain or shine, he will go out and vote, for he knows that is the only way to have a successful government. In time of war, he will take up arms to defend his native land. He will buy war certificates and bonds and will try not to complain of shortages, long hours of toil and rationing. It seems to me that citizenship is taken too much for granted. We Canadians are fortunate to live in a country where we are allowed freedom of speech, religion, and the press. Each year, thousands of immigrants flock to Canada. They know the meaning of persecution, but they also know the meaning of citizenship. It is the shining goal in the not-too-distant future. For them, it is protection and security and a country of their own choice. What then does citizenship mean to us who are Canadians by birth? If all Canadians would look upon citizenship, that's something to cherish and honor. We would all be better citizens for Canada to claim as her own. In closing, may I quote a stanza from Lorna Sheldon's Naturalized Alien? To me, this should be the feeling of all loyal Canadian citizens. The land I claim claims me. It holds me sacredly its own, and I, for its best welfare, will both fight and die. If such a sacrifice will be part of the great necessity. Shirley Rogers, Grade 13, 1949. Author's note: The thought of becoming the 51st state of the USA is most distressing to me, a bona fide Canadian for over 92 years. While tidying up some desk drawers, I came upon an essay a very young Shirley Rogers Lazarus had penned in 1949, a few years after the Second World War ended. My thoughts, my beliefs, have never wavered in all that time. I am a proud Canadian, most of the time. I hope, I pray, all Canadian citizens feel this way. It is imperative that we stand together to keep our country safe and proudly Canadian.